This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours. 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And then we're rebroadcast all over the country, actually all over the world. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I've got the call screen in front of me. I can take your calls right here in Missouri. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. He'll answer your call. So here's how it works. If you call 866-582-9933, he will answer your call in Minnesota. He'll ask you your first name and where you're calling from. And he will type that information into a screen. It'll appear immediately, instantly, right here in the studio in Missouri, where I am. And I've got some buttons here, and I can click put you on the air right away. So there you have it, and we have multiple lines. I've got a whole screen full of lines. So if you'd like to call, we'll pay for your call. And today, 2 hours, as we do on Thursdays, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You're ready to go get them.
Hey, you know
what? Next target, quick.
You know, it's funny you say that, Rick, because it reminds me.
It's funny, man. You're trigger happy. No.
actually, I'm an activist. I'm not trigger happy, but I am an activist. And I would go into the radio station in Springfield, Missouri. This was just a radio station. I had a big antenna, and they covered 97 counties. At least that's what they claimed. If the wind was going right. But the owner of the radio station was, I think he was about 80 years old at the time. And he would walk up to me and he'd go, "So who are you mad at today?"
Yeah, I know.
It's like, he was getting tired of hearing from City Hall because I would give out the city manager of Springfield, Missouri's telephone number and tell people to call him up and tell him he was fired.
Yeah.
And so it caused a lot of problems for the radio station.
Yeah, well, it's called accountability, and it's about time, you know, that everybody gets called onto the carpet.
So
what's
one day
in America right now is a disgrace, and I don't have answers. I don't know what to do. Even on our local level, the corruption is so rampant as to just wanna be a loner, you know, just in my own little universe with my fence and my big black dog with big teeth. That's pretty much how I feel about things. Now, that doesn't mean I'm right, but, you know, that's what I feel like now. This is crazy what's going on. I'm not even talking about the elections. That supersedes my good morning, Grace Thorne, by the way. Julie just told me to do that, so I have to say that, and we can't wait for you to get back here quick, because it's going to go downhill from here. She has a house in Ryan, Oklahoma she would like to sell before she moves back out here. It's haunted. So any of you that want a real haunted house, we have a friend that will be glad to give you a deal. Because it really is haunted. All right.
We're talking about Grace Thorne.
What's that?
You know, Rick, we're talking about Grace Thorne. She was an elementary school teacher, and when she taught in Ryan, Oklahoma, she and her class would go into a conference room, and they would use a speakerphone, and we would teach physics and science on air, live, for 2 hours with her sixth graders. And it was really neat, and what would happen is Grace Thorne, as part of her lesson plan, prior to coming on the air, like once a month with us, would talk to the students and ask them to write down their most burning questions, science questions. What would they like to know the answers to that they couldn't seem to find, you know, in their book learning and in their class learning? And so they would write these questions.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and then they would.
Questions were aside from them, like I used to try to do and ask questions you couldn't answer. Some of them were interesting. One kid, I mean, insightful. Like,
yes.
If pigs are so smart, how come parrots can talk and pigs can't? And
you know,
then my response back then is going to be changed a little bit. Back then, I said, well, bird brain comes to mind. And when a pig wants its way, it absolutely knows how to communicate that. Squeak, squeak! You know, and the kid got it. But, it turns out that the neural networking in a brain of a bird is quite different than that of a human. And it turns out way more complex. And so while they're a smaller brain, they're not necessarily bird brain. You know, a little tiny a turkey comes to mind, you know, the little skull and things like that. What I have discovered is their networking is far more efficient than ours is in our human brain. And that means that while birds are stupid, sort of, kind of, maybe, they're not either. And so there's something else going on in terms of networking of information that somehow sets beyond space-time. And I don't have the answer on that. That's what I'm attempting to try to discover while writing the Non-Local Mind book. I have made some interesting discoveries, and as a teaser, I can now say what happens to consciousness at the moment and the moment just after death. Now, that doesn't mean it's real. It is a physics explanation of it. And while we consider physics the leading religion of the world today, because it is a cult thing, it has nothing to do with reality.
Rick, you're talking about birds. We talked about that moment after death last week. So, class, if you'd like to listen to that, just download the podcast, USA Prepares, from last week, Thursday. So, Rick, you're talking about birds, and when you think about birds and their communication abilities, capabilities, and network, they can fly in formation. Thousands and thousands of birds can fly in formation. And when they take off, you know, if they stop for a rest, one takes off, and then instantly, you know, they're all airborne and flying in the same direction.
It's like a group mind. It's a physical thing. I've seen where there were thousands of birds over a tide pool, and the way they would form waves of covers that had texture and its own type of consciousness, which was different than the individual bird's consciousness. And so I've seen that on lakes, you know, where they're going after insects, and then they go into another place beyond hunt. And I've seen this. My grandmother, Ethel P. Nelson, was the woman that befriended the Birdman of Alcatraz. She was the one that got him out, and she raised German roller canaries and had a flight room. And as a boy, I would clean the flight room and got to watch how birds instinctively interfaced with each other in other ways besides the chirping and the songs that they would sing. And I learned something about birds and their thing. For example, I have a squirrel that sits up on the top of the second floor of my home that likes to eat the bird food I put down. And there's this peregrine falcon that's been hunting him. And so the peregrine falcon doesn't sit on an upper limb watching. It sits on a lower limb looking up at the squirrel because the squirrel doesn't think about looking downward. Now, this is a bird in the way it hunts its own prey. I've seen that happen where the squirrel has no clue that it's being watched by a peregrine falcon. This squirrel, by the way, throws its tail up over its head, and then it bristles out like the back of your neck and acts like a radar thing. I've seen it. It's the most interesting. I don't know how that mechanism works in terms of its central nervous system and how it sets up a radar thing. But I've seen the squirrel do that when it's in jeopardy and it's eating and it needs to focus on its eating, yet it needs to be mindful. It throws its tail up behind its head and then it pushes out like a radar fan. I've seen that. And so animals have other kinds of sensory motor inputs that are different than human beings. And when we talk about the hair that stands up on the back of our neck, that is a real sensory motor input that man has disallowed or not considered important, where other forms like visual and auditory are. It's interesting to realize how the different animals develop their senses. A bird, for example, has paracoupling in the eye and can see electromagnetic waves that we cannot. This is how they know where to migrate and where to go. And because the axis of Earth has changed and the actual orbit has changed 3 degrees now, and the pole shift, the physical pole shift, not the magnetic one, has shifted another 23 degrees, birds are now being confused, and that's why we have mass death, is because of the things that are happening geophysically.
And aren't plants confused as well, Rick, because it looks to me like some of these older trees are dying prematurely. I'm talking...
Oh, yeah, everything in Oregon is showing stress. We'll talk about geoengineering in next section. You bet.
Yeah, we've got Mark in Missouri, and he's got multiple questions for you. So, Mark, stay tuned. And, yeah, Mark's
okay.
He's calling in a little early today. So, Mark, will be with you right... Right after the break. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick, you mentioned Grace Thorne's class, and right on the wall to my right, there is a plaque that they made out of a block of wood, and it says, no whining, right on this plaque. And that's, that's, I guess, what our sixth grade class remembers of being on the air with me, and they all signed it on the back, and it's a great reminder.
I have one that says, Forever Friends. And they autographed it on the back. It's just, it was a wonderful experience. You know, it's been a long, long time.
Yeah. Mark in Missouri, you're on with Doc Ram. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have two things I wanted to talk to you about. But the first one was Amron. I called 2 weeks ago to Amron. They brought a portable unit power plant on a trailer because they're repairing the substation across from the building which I live in, and the transformer's probably about 40 feet from the building, but the power plant that they brought in on a trailer is a lot closer. And I had a feeling that it would affect people with pacemakers, and so I called in and gave my concerns. And I got a call from St. Louis from Amron, and the guy told me, he called me back, and he said, no, that's not going to put out any EMF. And, you know, and I just knew that was just a bunch of nonsense. And
you can measure that with a simple tri-field meter. That's a good place to start.
Yeah, well, just a short story is that my neighbor, I seen him last week, and I told him, I said, do you have a, I asked him if he had a pacemaker. I didn't know that he did, but I knew people in the building I live in is with people with disabilities. And I knew that people did have pacemakers, and he told me he had one. And I asked him, I said, are you feeling anything? And, cause I have been feeling stuff, since they brought that trailer in. And he said he had one that was compliant to electromagnetic field pacemaker that they installed last year. But just this week, he wound up passing away.
I'm so sorry. And, yes, the frequency bands that they're using in the gigahertz region, starting somewhere around 1.8, going up to about 4 gigahertz, all have dosimetry in the body, aside from antennas, metal piercings, tongue pierces, those kinds of things that will act like an antenna to focus some of that radiation. Some of the body organs actually have dosimetry or LD50 ratios. And so these are toxic. The individual that invented the cell phone chip for Motorola was on Mike Wallace 6 times before he died after the 6th interview of a brain tumor from cell phones. And he said at the time why they chose the 3 gigahertz upload bandwidth was that that had an LD50 ratio and that there were too many people in the world. And that is a direct quote from that came from Mike Wallace's interview with the scientist from Motorola before he died. Now, it reminds me of Madame Curie. When we go into study things, we do not understand the nature of toxicity at that time. Kind of like in Tombstone and the concept of morphine and addiction. So we are in a growth period right now trying to understand how our technologies, plural, interface with our biological processes. And right now, our food is being used as a weapon. I have written papers on the new directions in mind control. And when I say our, weaponizing, have you noticed the obesity in Americans recently? And I'm talking about obesity, not fat, obesity, and how people have gone beyond health to a place of they're lost. Their body is lost. And this is another example of our being pared down for easier control. That's why they say there's too many people in the world. It's easier to control smaller groups of people.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to ask you about too is that Atlantis, when you passed the gates of Hercules, Gibraltar, there was a group of islands that stretched from
hold that thought, Mark,
all the way across the Atlantic Ocean.
Hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Doc Ram's with us. DocRam.com. DocRam.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And Mark in Missouri is with us. Mark, I'd like to address some of the things you're talking about regarding power generation and transformers. Now, and then we'll get into your next question. for Rick Miller. So if you look at the power polls that are just about everywhere in the United States, you'll find that there are these can-type transformers mounted near the top of the power poles. And they are typically no more than 125 feet from a house. So if you have one of these servicing your house, typically there's a run of cable stretched in the air. Most of the time it's in the air. Sometimes it's underground. But if you have one of these pole-mounted transformers and the wires are overhead, you'll find that they are 125 feet or less from your house. Now, you may have one servicing your house and your neighbor's house if you live close together, or you may have one behind your house if the power lines are run in the backyards, and it may be even closer than 125 feet. And these transformers have measurable amounts of electromagnetic radiation. I was very concerned about that, so when we put in our underground, we had our utilities put underground here at the farm, so there's 1,300 feet of underground cable coming to our house. And then when the power company wanted to put in the transformer, they said, okay, where are you going to put your house? That's what we're going to put over here. And then I decided after they put in the transformer that I would move the house farther away. Now, it was all engineered by me to make that happen. So I moved the house well over 200 feet away from this ground-based transformer. Why? Because I'm concerned about the electromagnetic radiation. Next point. If you take a fluorescent light, one of these fluorescent tubes, or even a compact fluorescent light, you can hold it up under high-voltage power lines, and it will, at night, you'll see it light up. You'll see it light up. Now, how is that possible? Well, that's because of the electrical power that's in the air under the power lines. So if you're concerned about electromagnetic radiation, that's a good thing, because you should be concerned. And let me just read something from bodyecology.com, and I'll post this on the website during the next commercial announcement. It says, electromagnetic fields, it may sound like a bunch of mumbo-jumbo, but they are very real. In fact, electromagnetic frequencies cause symptoms of illness in infants, children, and adults. And it goes on to say, if you are sensitive to electromagnetic frequencies, you may experience symptoms like fatigue, stress, sleep disturbances, skin symptoms, facial burning sensations.
The most common example of what you're talking about is in the use of luminescent lighting. And how it depresses the workforce. And that just putting in what they call screened lighting that screens out the long ultraviolet harshness in your eyes, like a halogen does, increases work performance in the workplace just by changing the lighting in the workroom. And that during the winter months, having a light around your computer changes everything, because we are sensitive to these various frequency bands. And while I'm talking about visual frequency, the eye can't really see the long ultraviolet, and yet it affects your behavior. And if you walk out in the sun today, the types of radiation that we're getting today, if you don't think that isn't going to cause melanoma and other kinds of skin anomalies because of what it's doing to the surface of your body, you better start thinking about why these concepts of screen blockers have been developed. All the body has all different kinds of absorption coefficients for various frequency bands, and many of the ones associated with cell phones and the relationship. I'm reminded of the movie Neighbors with John Belushi and how they got crazy living under a power line as a comedy thing that they did in the movie Neighbors. And so I'm just going to say that we don't have a clue what we're doing to ourselves. And if you think the radiation is bad, wait till you start focusing on the water you're drinking.
Mm-hmm. Rick, let me just continue for another minute.
I'm sorry,
that's fine, Rick. So, where do these electromagnetic fields come from? Well, they come from cordless phones, hair dryers, vacuums, refrigerators, anything with an electric AC-powered motor, microwave ovens. By the way, as a side note, it's now been determined that, you know, if you look in your microwave oven, you can give yourself cataracts. I mean, really what you should do is if you have a microwave oven and you plan on using it, you really shouldn't, but if you're going to do it anyway, because of the convenience factor, you put your food in it and you hit the button and get out of there. You get as far away from your microwave oven as possible. It'll ding when it's done, and you go visit it. But, you know, avoid the microwave oven. Then the televisions, now the CRTs are worse than the flat panels. And then you have the lighting circuits and the power circuits in your house. Then dimmer switches, if you've got dimmer switches, produce electromagnetic frequencies, electric blankets, of course, electric razors, electric toothbrushes, Wi-Fi. And then when you go and you look at the workplace, you've got the fluorescent lights. You may have them at home, the compact fluorescents, the halogen lighting, fax machines, photocopiers, scanners, of course, Wi-Fi and cell phones.
Well, your wiring system in the house forms a cage that you're being cooked in slowly.
You know, that's a really good point, Rick. You know, you think of a hamster cage. And, you know, the wire basket that it, or the wire box that, that forms this cage. Well, that's kind of like what, if you could look inside your walls, you'd see something, not exactly like that, but you'd have lots of these metal pieces, which are the wires.
Want more research on this, the primary scientist that has done some significant work is Dr. Beal, B-E-A-L. He's out of Florida. His publications are absolutely, he talks about the dosimetry or lethal dose 50 ratios for various bandwidths on various organs in the body. This man's work is exemplary, and I recommend anybody that wants further information from a technical point of view, it's Dr. Beal.
Mm-hmm. And then if you're outside, you know, we talked about in your home and, you know, the workplace, and if you're outside, then you have the power lines, overhead high voltage wires. And some of them are buried in the ground. You have the transformers that I mentioned on the power poles. Then you have electrical substations, cell phone towers. Then you have a city-wide wireless internet, for your convenience. So that you've got, they're going to put 10,000 of these local 150-foot diameter hotspots for Wi-Fi in New York City over the next couple of years. Then if you fly, heck, you're in an aluminum tube with all kinds of wiring inside of there, electric motors and so forth, servos, and you're being absolutely cooked with electromagnetic radiation. So Mark, in Missouri, that's my 2 cents worth on electromagnetic radiation. And distance is your friend. And Rick was talking about the LD50 ratio, which is the lethal dose ratio of 50% death. Right, Rick?
Right. That's what LD50 means. It means when you get exposed to this, 50% of you are going to die. That's what LD50 means.
Okay, Mark, your next question, please.
Oh, yeah. Well, the only protection that we have is through the Spirit of Christ Jesus.
Wait, hold it. That's not exactly true, Mark. There's protection in distance. Distance is your friend. So, you know, you may feel protected by Jesus, but if you stand in front of a microwave oven that's leaking, you're probably going to kill yourself in the long run.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying with everything that's happening today and everything that's going on, it's just, you know.
Well, your attitude, your belief systems are going to be the best tools in your toolbox. It isn't going to be your little, you know, leather punch or your buck knife. It's going to be, and your Swiss Army knife. It's going to be your attitude. And your belief systems are what carries the day. That's why I say everything works out in the end. And if things aren't working out, it's not yet the end.
Well, my other point was about what the Atlantis, with the, there's a group of islands that was connected across the Atlantic Ocean to the United States. And when it went underwater, that whole group of islands, it was connected over in North Carolina to what's called Cape Hatteras. Cape Hatteras became a national park in 1964 with National Geographic, if you're looking there. And That is an underground volcano that went active in 2004. And my belief is that it, when it does go, it will put a wave about three-quarters of the way out into the Atlantic. It'll rise up about 150 feet, moving at 400 miles an hour, and it'll hit the entire East Coast and take it all out.
With previous technologies, the Indian things like the Hebrides, are you hearing me?
Yeah, I am.
Wait,
yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, something happened on my phone, interestingly. I, by the way, have been recently buzzed by an AI, and I can absolutely confirm it, and it's just like Person of Interest. It's very creepy stuff going on here. Then all kind of little things like just what happened to me just now, I didn't do that. How did that happen? And it's a way of getting my attention, I guess. I'm noticing
it. Rick, does it... It happens to me when we're on the air and we mentioned two words, Hillary and Clinton.
Yeah. Or worse, Trump and, well, they're all bad. That's why I said this is embarrassing. Atlantis, there's a lot of different speculation, and it's probably going to be one of those kinds of things that we will never really know. There's a high likelihood that Atlantis could have been Mars, and that the Mu could have been the asteroid belt. So there's metaphor in everything. When the storms on Jupiter change, somehow human behavior changes on the Earth, and so there is a relationship to astronomy, astrology, and mankind's behavior that we do not understand as a metaphor. Now, if the physical world isn't really real, and that we are constructing our constructs of such things as space and time over
We're going into a break. Mark, thanks so much for your call.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vniinc.com/prohealth. That's vniinc.com/prohealth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why did
you
got your?
Take my. When you go to for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and if you'd like to go to his website, docram, docram.com. And class, if you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Rick, we were talking about electromagnetic radiations and radiation, and here are some things that we can do to minimize or reduce the effects in our home, and I'd love to hear your comments. So if you look out your bedroom window and you see that there's a cell phone tower, you know, near you within 1,000 feet or so, you might want to look into some shielding solutions. And if you, you know, there's electromagnetic radiation that comes from your neighbors as well. They have almost assuredly.
You can't shield microwave radiation, and worse, what do you think it's doing to the soil and the organisms inside the soil and their dialogue with you?
Well, you know, we missed the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Well, what about screens? You know, we used to have aluminum screens, Rick.
You mean wrapping your head in aluminum foil?
No, good luck with that, man.
No.
I'm talking about aluminum window screens.
Is so small a wavelength that if you had a vault and you took your vault and you screwed the door in, it didn't have hinges, you screwed the door in so it had a hole, but let's say 102 threads, certain microwave bands will walk their way right on inside that vault just by walking their way in.
Mm-hmm. I've gone in, Rick, I've gone in.
That's how fine microwave band is. You couldn't make a Faraday cage unless it was solid. And if it were solid, how did you get inside it to the first place? And so that's where we are with shielding at this moment. It doesn't exist.
Well, Rick, Don't you think, Rick, that that if you live, for example, I live in a stone house. People come into our stone house, and or they used to, with their cell phones. They go, "Wow, I don't have a good signal."
It diminishes it. Yes,
that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Stop it! No.
Right. No, I agree. I agree with that. And we used to have aluminum screens on our windows. And before that, we had copper or brass wire screens. And now
Well, that was radio waves, but that is, you know, because of the coarseness between the one thread of screen to the next, that's what's stopping it, is wavelengths that are bigger than that. And when you talk about microwave, you're now down at 1.4 nanometers. And we're talking about, so fine, there's no way that you're going to be able to screen it that way. Now, I saw a one-time-only article in Scientific American back in 2010 where they had developed a copper weave, geometric weave, that caused a reflection in the waveband because of the geometry, not because of the spacing. And then I never saw that article again, and that would be the wetsuit that most aliens probably wear when they come down to slum here in force space. And I'm guessing...
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm guessing that's why they look neutral, because they have a special kind of clothing that fits over them, including their eyes and whatever. I don't know. What I do know is that going through the Van Allen belt and now, the Fukushima belt, there are, astronauts are not going to be able to have children. And the studies that were done on long, gamma rays and all of that in outer space, just going from Earth to Mars, nothing will live. It's not possible.
Rick, hold that thought. We've got Joey in Michigan. Hey, welcome, Joey. It's great to
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Rick. Hey, question. I was talking to a person...
Yeah, I know. Top of the hour. I wanted to get you on, Joey, so that we'd let you know that we'd love to carry you through the top of the hour break. But you've got a question for Rick, right? Probably a bunch of questions.
I do.
Can you hold through the break?
I will.
Great. Okay, Joey from Michigan. Joey is a USA Prepares instructor. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.